When I was 4 months pregnant with Sarah, I went in for what I naively thought was our routine ultrasound. And as I lay on that ultrasound table, even to my untrained eye, I could see that there was a problem.
It's a problem that's sure to evoke fear and anxiety. But could the diagnosis of Down syndrome for your soon-to-be-born child be both not a crisis and a possible blessing? The answer is a resounding yes, as you'll discover today on this Life Issues radio special, Every Life Matters, The Truth About Down Syndrome. Your host is the president of Life Issues Institute, Brad Mattis.
It's estimated 67% of unborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted. And what makes this even more tragic is parents are being told false or negative scenarios regarding their child's potential. As my guests will demonstrate today, a movement is underway to protect these children from lethal discrimination with legislation, education, and mentorship. Shauna Amick is Director of Radio Ministries at Johnny and Friends International Disability Center and the mother of three. Her daughter, Sarah, has Down syndrome.
I went in to see the doctor, and she explained to me that Sarah had what was called an AV canal heart defect, and that there were many other markers that were all red flags for Down syndrome. And in cases like these, we recommend termination.
Shauna shares her unvarnished feelings about finding out she and her husband would be giving birth to a child with a disability.
There was no period in between those sentences. There was no pause. There was no compassion on this doctor's face. It was just, this is the diagnosis. This is what we recommend as the cure. I'll confess to you that before that moment, I wondered myself, what must it feel like for a woman to choose to abort her own baby? I mean, I had been pro-life for as long as I can remember. I had studied the scripture on what does God say about life. I had counseled other women to choose life. I had spoken into microphones that I was pro-life without exception. And I hope that my heart was not one of arrogance. It was more just, it was ignorance. I didn't know. And I would wonder, what must that woman feel like to be so desperate as to abort her own baby? And that's when I found out.
What was it like, Shauna, when your daughter was born?
You know, it was beautiful. I did a lot of grieving while I was pregnant. I cried a lot. I literally clung to the Bible. I would walk around carrying it all day as much as I could. There were nights I fell asleep with it on my chest. I did all the praying and grieving and crying beforehand. I had 5 months to do that. So I felt ready. I felt ready on the day that Sarah was born. You know, I was grieving the death of my dream. I was grieving the death of my self-centered dream that I was going to have a baby without a disability. And on the day that she was born, Sarah was breech. And I remember the doctor picking her up and holding her up. We knew how serious her heart defect was through ultrasound, so there was a team ready to whisk her away to the NICU. But the doctor held her up and held her face just long enough so I could see her. And I remember just looking up at this face that was clearly defined with the features of Down syndrome. And all I could say is, she's beautiful.
Through all the difficulties of facing the reality of Sarah's condition, when was it, do you believe, that you placed everything firmly in God's hands?
Right around midnight, her nurse came in and started unplugging Sarah from all of the life support that she had been hooked up to for 6 weeks. The nurse picked Sarah up out of her hospital crib and put her in my arms, and she said, I think you two should go for a walk. You can go anywhere you want in the hospital. I just need you to stay in the hospital, and I need you to be back here in 20 minutes. But I went to the elevator, and in a very childlike way, I thought, well, I want to get as close to God as I can, so I'm going to hit the top button in this elevator and get all the way to the top of this hospital. We were at Children's Hospital in Boston. And when the elevator door opened, I was met with the most beautiful sight. It was a wall of windows, floor to ceiling windows. When I walked up to the window and I looked out and I saw all those lights, all the windows of all these apartment buildings, so many souls, right? Desperately in need of our Lord. I felt very small, so insignificant. I mean, for 6 weeks it had been Sarah and me. That was my world. And now all of a sudden I'm looking out at multiple thousands of people. And I needed to talk to God. I had been talking to God for the whole 6 weeks, but the presence of the Lord was so strong at that moment. And yet I was so weak. And the only prayer I could squeak out, Jesus.
Shauna, how would you explain to somebody what it's like on a daily basis to be a parent of a child with Down syndrome?
I guess the same way I'd explain what is it like to be the parent of any child. I don't remember who said it, but there's that quote out there that says, being a mother is like watching your heart walk around outside of your body, right? I thank God every day that Sarah has Down syndrome because she would not be Sarah otherwise.
Katie Shaw is a remarkable young woman who happens to have Down syndrome. This Indianapolis native is a proud, born and raised Hoosier and an active self-advocate who lobbied for passage of state legislation that in part protects unborn babies who've been diagnosed with Down syndrome or other disabilities. Katie also serves on the board of Down Syndrome Indiana.
I am from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm a born and raised Hoosier. I am 34.
Why is this legislation so important to you?
Even though babies, the most defenseless, have a disability or not, you should not just kill them, because we have wonderful lives and our lives should be about celebrating anybody and people with disabilities too.
Utah State Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby authored and co-sponsored legislation to prohibit abortion when done to eliminate unborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome. It took two tries before it was signed into law by the governor.
The bill sought to do two things. It first prohibited a doctor from performing an abortion on a woman if the sole reason she sought the abortion was because there was a potential diagnosis of Down syndrome. And the reason I say potential is because there have been many false positives to the testing that's done in early pregnancy. And then the second part, which I think was probably equally important, was an informational. So we required the health departments in the state to produce some informational literature that would be given to every mother that received a diagnosis that her baby had the potential to have Down syndrome, so that it would connect her with groups of national or local Down syndrome advocacy groups, so that she could get the information she needed to make an informed decision and to be prepared for the baby when she came.
Amanda Sterone is an attorney and an associate scholar at Charlotte Lozier Institute. She's a recent graduate of Catholic University's Columbus School of Law and a pro-life feminist whose specialty is abortion legislation. Her research focuses on the inherent human dignity of both mother and child.
Under the Americans with Disabilities Act and various hate crime statutes, it's illegal to violently harm or discriminate against a person because of a variety of protected traits, including Down syndrome and various disabilities. So these statutes basically enshrine that same protection for people who have not yet been born, but who are being discriminated against and in many cases killed because they have a protected trait. So if these people were born, 1 second after birth, they would be protected by federal and state legislation all over the country. But because they have not yet been born, they're unprotected. And it's wrong.
How does this legislation coincide with natural and civil law in our nation?
Well, natural law is based in the inherent human dignity of people. Our Constitution is based on natural law. It also ties into what the Constitution says about human beings, American citizens, not being denied due process of law before their lives are taken. In this country, in order for someone to take your life, capital punishment, you are guaranteed due process of law. There has to be a trial.
In America, an estimated 67% of unborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted. This may be explained by an alarming number of physicians and other medical professionals who are suggesting, sometimes forcefully, that expectant parents should opt for abortion in this situation.
Katie, if you were talking to a woman who was pregnant and was told the baby she's carrying has Down syndrome, and she was thinking about having an abortion, what would you say to her?
It's okay to be afraid, because they're all like the unknowns and scary times, but to reassure her that her baby is going to be just fine, and that we should celebrate that life, because God made us beautiful, that every life is a gift, that we should celebrate every life.
Why is it so important that society accepts everyone, especially those with disabilities?
People should accept people. I mean, it doesn't matter if you have a disability or not. Everybody should be treated the same with respect and dignity, because me, it's like I would protect myself and protect others. And it's about having a beautiful, wonderful life, that every life is a gift.
Shauna Amick.
If we are going to target one people group as less than, as unworthy of life, as acceptable to throw away, then we are opening the door for that to happen to all people groups. And certainly it should be considered unacceptable for anyone. Because today, if someone's going to target folks with Down syndrome as less than, tomorrow it could be us. Right, so what we really need to do is uphold the beauty, the value, the worth, and I always go so far as to say the biblical sanctity of all human life.
Many parents choose abortion for their babies diagnosed with Down syndrome because they are unaware of the numerous resources available to them. Key among them is that they're not alone. Mentoring by parents who have a child with this condition opens their eyes to the reality that the blessings they receive from their baby far outweigh the challenges.
Shauna, there are obviously resources out there for parents who find themselves in your position. What can you tell them is available?
What I find is that the first thing that needs to be settled is a calming of those fears. And again, it's the fear of the unknown for so many reasons. Johnny and Friends has a great little resource that is pretty much hot off the presses. It's called My Baby Has a Disability, and it's short and sweet. It's about 25 pages long, but it really answers the tough questions about fear and why would a woman, why would parents want to choose life? I mean, there are all kinds of resources through regional departments and each person's community as far as, training or preparing, I should say, parents for any kind of medical challenges that they might face, educational, developmental resources. Their societies and our communities are well equipped to support the family that has a baby with Down syndrome.
Shauna, are there mentors, parents who have a child with Down syndrome, available to assist parents who have just been introduced to this?
Oh, for sure. And I think a lot of times that pops up through a mom's support group. Again, people could call Johnny and Friends and they will connect that caller, that mom or dad, with a parent who's just a little bit further down the road, or with a support group.
This is Every Life Matters, the truth about Down syndrome, a Life Issues radio special with your host, Brad Mattis.
Not everyone gets to hold an audience with the President of the United States in the Oval Office. Katie had an important message for the President.
Me and six other self-advocates, we got to meet with him and to share our stories. Because just like my story, they had a story too. And it's about, we want President Trump to hear our story and share with others. So he's so passionate, and he is a very, very pro-life president that we've ever had.
U.S. Representative Ron Estes from Kansas has proposed a federal law that would protect unborn babies who've been targeted for abortion simply because they have Down syndrome, and it's gained a growing list of co-sponsors in both houses of Congress. Amanda Sterone.
It's just further enshrining these protections for people with protected traits in the federal register. I think we should be protecting people with disabilities. I think we should also be protecting people who are being aborted for their race or gender.
Are there any specific practical realities that federal legislation may have on an individual and his or her family?
The information provided to them would help them, the families, to understand that there's nothing wrong with their child. They're just different in their own way.
Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby.
I had one gentleman tell me that he would defend infanticide every day of the week. And I think as we look at some of the national bills, state bills that are happening, for instance, New York, Illinois, where we're truly having that discussion of, you know, is it okay to kill babies? We know that every abortion law that we're passing that is a pro-life bill actually criminalizes the doctor, because the doctor knows better, right? And the mother has been determined not to have that mens rea necessary for prosecution because abortion has been the law of the land for so long, and yet now it has been the law of the land for so long that we have actual citizens saying, yeah, infanticide is okay. And not only that, but I'll defend it. And I had another woman call me out from the floor, and she was in the lobby. So she had made the effort to come to the Capitol and lobby me specifically. And she said to me, I think every disabled baby should be aborted. And it broke my heart. I have dear friends who are disabled or who are other abled, and they bring so much value to my life and to the community. And to have this conversation happening, that someone with a disability is less than, someone with a disability should not be allowed to even have the chance for life, is heartbreaking. They are people. They have the right to life, the constitutionally guaranteed inalienable right to life. And is it an inalienable because we get it from the government, or does it come from God?
Are you optimistic about the future with this legislation and children with disabilities in Utah?
I am. I'm very excited about the way that this issue is percolating through the courts. And I am excited about the national bill that Representative Estes is sponsoring. And I think there's a lot of momentum behind the issue. And I think that these bills, this legislation, really sparks a very important conversation.
Contrary to what may be a prevailing opinion, individuals with Down syndrome almost always lead very happy and often quite productive lives. Well, some people say that those with disabilities can't have a happy life. Katie, in what ways are they wrong? How can a person with disabilities have a happy and joyful life?
We need to live life to the fullest and prove to people that we can, because we are just like anybody else.
And how are some of the ways that you're living life to the fullest, Katie?
I graduated high school in 2004. Then I went on and got my GED. It took me 9 years, but I got it. I also worked in childcare for 5 years. And now I work at JCPenney's. It's been almost 9 years. I am very active in my sports. I do basketball, softball, and track through Special Olympics. I have a personal trainer. I volunteer at Down Syndrome Indiana. I write letters. I delete, remove, add onto the database.
Are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy.
For Shauna Amick, the decision whether or not to abort a baby with Down syndrome is profoundly important and close to her heart. First, she has been immensely blessed being Sarah's mother. And second, she passionately believes all innocent human life is precious and worthy of protection. Give me some specifics of how Sarah has changed your life and that of your family.
Sarah shows me Jesus. When I look in her eyes, I see our Lord. I see Scripture come to life. But Sarah has helped me recognize that we really are all equal in the eyes of God.
Do you feel that legislation to protect children with Down syndrome in the womb is an issue probably that's near and dear to your heart? Tell us why.
There's the personal level of just knowing how scared I was to how in love with my daughter I am. But on a larger level, again, I just have to keep going back to, I believe with every part of my being, that we are all valuable, that we're all equal. And so when I say we need to protect all life, I mean all life.
While the U.S. Supreme Court declined to rule on Indiana's legislation, in part dealing with protecting unborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome, Justice Clarence Thomas provided some encouragement to those advocating for such bills.
Are you encouraged by the comments that U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas made when he was writing about some similar legislation?
Yes, very encouraged. The concurrence in this case was very powerful, specifically because he put on the record the history that Planned Parenthood and their supporters would rather have swept under the rug. The fact is that abortion is intrinsically tied to the eugenics movement, a movement that has been condemned since the end of World War II. And so he solidifies this in the Supreme Court jurisprudence for future generations to see. He said that enshrining a constitutional right to an abortion based solely on the race, sex, or disability of an unborn child, as Planned Parenthood advocates, would constitutionalize the views of the 20th century eugenics movement.
Representative Lisenby, why do you think this legislation is needed? And do you think it benefits the nation in addition to your state of Utah?
I think it's needed because I believe that life isn't about a price tag, and that as a nation, we have to make the determination that we will protect life, that we will support life, that we will accept and love all of those that come to our nation. And I think that's something that we can all get around. I think some of it's an educational issue, but I think it's vital that we send the message to our brothers and sisters with Down syndrome, that we love them, that we support them, and that we will protect them.
Katie, what are your hopes and dreams for the pro-life movement?
To keep paying it forward, like to have abortion centers be closed and to keep fighting.
Amanda Sterome.
We're killing people in this country before they're born with no trial. And so if we go back to natural law and we believe that this is a person, then they are guaranteed due process before anyone can take their life.
Shauna Amick.
Certainly, first of all, we all believe that all life is sacred, regardless of whether that baby has an extra chromosome or not. And so that bill is so dangerous because it's snuffing out the potential of beautiful lives created in the image of God. When I was pregnant with Sarah, and I was very strongly pressured to end her life, I was so fearful, and even though I was wholeheartedly pro-life, it was the first time in my life that I felt the temptation that women who choose abortion must feel, and the fear of not knowing, like, who was this person going to be? And I shudder to think of what life would be like without Sarah. And when I think of all the babies lost because they were given that diagnosis in the womb, so many miracles missed. It's just so heartbreaking because not only is the family missing out on the beauty of that child, but every life that would be touched by that child is missing out.
There's a wealth of free resources for those with a child or loved one who has Down syndrome. Some you've heard about in this program. Please visit lifeissues.org and click on the banner.
When you visit lifeissues.org, you'll find helpful resources, including a free DVD or download to the TV program on this subject. Also, information on mentors who can lovingly assist families of children with Down syndrome. You'll also find information on other informative videos, a special resource from Johnny and Friends, and more. Again, visit lifeissues.org for this great kit. Thanks again for listening to Every Life Matters, the truth about Down syndrome, from Life Issues Institute, where we help you stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.